My dear viewers, debt is a huge burden. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an, narrated that a deceased person was once brought to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam for the funeral prayer. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam asked, "Does the deceased owe any money?" It was said, "Yes, he owes money." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam then asked, "Has he left behind any wealth from which this debt can be paid?" It was said, "No." Upon this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "You offer his funeral prayer." In other words, "I will not offer it." Seeing this, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, I take the responsibility of paying his debt." Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam came forward, offered the funeral prayer and said, "O Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, may Allah Almighty recompense you with good and may you be forgiven just as you have taken up the responsibility of the debt of your Muslim brother and saved him." There is no such Muslim who pays the debt of his Muslim brother except the one given salvation by Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Every one of the sins of the person who gives his life in the way of Allah Almighty, in other words, a martyr, will be forgiven except the debt." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, "The one who takes the wealth of the people as a loan and has the intention of repaying it, Allah Almighty will pay it on his behalf. And the one who takes wealth as a loan and does not have the intention of repaying it, Allah Almighty will destroy him on account of this." My dear viewers, we've just learned that an individual who gives his life in the way of Allah Almighty but does not repay the money he owes will not be forgiven. This is because this is a matter linked to the rights of people. Allah Almighty will not forgive this until the one to whom the money is owed does not forgive. O our beloved Allah, grant us the enablement to lend money with an open heart to those who are in need and enable us to be gentle with those who owe us money. And may we repay our debts on time. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam.